Little James Taylor there, singing about a river. Rivers running through the soul of humans. Probably most creatures you think about, you know, when you're, if you're most likely to see a creature, you know, come upon one, if you're driving, it's where the river crosses the road. It's we're drawn to it. We have to have it. We're water. We're made of water. And the water populates our songs, our poems. And we are so, so lucky in the Miami Valley to have a truly astonishing effort to sustain and be a part of the continuance of our rivers. And on that note, it's such a pleasure to have with us again here on the Excursions Airways, Mr. Aaron Rourke. He's president of the Board of Rivers Unlimited. That's a statewide river conservation group. And not every state has, as most states have, Rivers Unlimited, but not every single state.
Most of them have one. Our statewide group was founded by Mike Fremont, who is still very active at 89. And he's quite a proselytizer for not only river health, but vegan lifestyle, because he had colon cancer and he thinks that his lifestyle change cured him.
Really?
Yes. He's quite an ardent advocate for those two streams of thought.
Wow.
And he and his co-conspirators formed several other statewide groups at the same time in the early 70s. And they founded the national umbrella organization called River Network.
So there's a national effort, but really it comes down to sort of getting it taken care of on a state by state.
Every state has different politics and different policies. Mm-hmm. And also within each state are lots of little mom and pop watershed groups like SMRC.
And which is the Scenic Mad River Committee that is making the effort to get some real conservation love on the Mad River. Right. So a lot of mom and pop. That's great.
And they're out there planting trees and picking up trash and doing what they can for the rivers. But they don't need to be tied up fighting the political fights at the state house or making sure that the laws are enforced. And those are some of the things that the statewide group can do. And we can also shop around best practices. Like, for instance, in the case of the SMRC project, they're going at this with two very novel approaches, which we're going to now take around the state and show other watershed groups how to use.
It is brilliant. Instead of 2 years and $100,000, you've negotiated a different path. So maybe, I don't know how many dollars it's going to take, but
A tenth of that.
Oh, my heavens. And only 3 months, and that everybody can agree upon this person being the experts, and these are the criteria, these are the benchmarks, and then come back and have done something very good in much less time and with much less money. So a great kudos to you guys for making that happen and working that out.
Thanks.
If you want to come and see the movie Call of the Scenic River, An Ohio Journey, it is showing at Wittenberg tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow, Friday, July 27th. It's at the Bailey Auditorium. Tickets can be purchased in advance or at the door. You can find out more right now at riversunlimited.org. Again, that's riversunlimited.org. In addition to the screening, there will be available for purchase copies of the DVD, also the soundtrack, which has kind of a cool connection to Doolahan.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The artist who made the soundtrack is one of the principals in Doolahan.
So kind of a nice local effort here to get something pretty cool done.
And I should mention Tom Mayer, the filmmaker, is part of the Wright State School of Filmmaking, from which came so many distinguished alums.
Indeed. And both of my film partners in for Film Weekly Perfect are graduates of
them
the...
too.
Yeah, they came through Wright State. Such a richness we have here, and so much worth preserving. Again, put that on your calendar for tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, riversunlimited.org. The Mad River, very worth investing in. And among many kind of interesting things about the Mad River, you can catch trout.
Right. It's one of only two streams in Ohio where we have sustained populations of trout. And that's because the water is very cold. And it's because the Mad River is, you might say, more in touch with the aquifer which underlies it than most rivers are.
Because it was channeled out. I love that.
Yeah.
They became connected more. So it's interesting. We're so fortunate there. I know certainly we could use plenty more water, but the aquifers are a big part of why our rivers keep running, right?
Oh, yeah. It's due to the fact that our state was heavily glaciated. And all that debris that the glacier left on top of the bedrock serves as a big sponge, and it holds water all year. And even between storms, that water bleeds out into the riverbeds, and that's why our rivers run during the dry periods.
How grateful are we to ancient piles of rock?
Thank you. and ancient piles of ice.
We're almost out of time. Aaron Rourke, president of the board for Rivers Unlimited, it has been a real pleasure to come in contact with you and the great work that your group and groups like yours are doing. Keep us posted. And if somebody wanted to say, you know, just like, I don't know, get on a mailing list, what's a good way for people to connect to volunteer opportunities for themselves, to connect to you?
Well, through the website, certainly that's the easiest, that's the elevator version. But if you're wondering, what do we do around here to get our hands wet and make an immediate visible improvement by the end of a given day? We do a lot of trash cleanups. We do those by canoe and walking. We have citizens' water quality monitoring days, third Saturday of every month on the Great Miami River. We have 80 sampling sites now. We have a river festival in the summer, and we're always doing screenings of the movie. There are just lots and lots of ways. I mean, we're stenciling mile markers on bridges so that paddlers have a better experience. We're doing all kinds of cool things.
Just something little like that, and think about that. That really changes, you know, that's like, wow.
Oh, yeah, and you
that's
know who beautiful. Really likes that is the local fire departments, because then the distressed paddler can say, well, I just passed under the bridge at mile marker 50.2. And
brilliant.
Bingo, they go lower a rope off that bridge and they haul you out.
And it's so small, just a tiny little thing. So it's like this just a perfect example of a little effort that has a huge and lasting and resonating effect. Aaron Rourke, thank you so much for sharing your work with us and for doing this work at all. RiversUnlimited.org. Get that, not com, not org. RiversUnlimited.org.
Not gov. And tomorrow we're going to have a little bit of an expo up front, so you'll be exposed to the messages from a lot of other conservation groups. You'll go see the movie, and then at the end is going to be a very vigorous panel discussion.
It's a threefer. Aaron Rourke, thanks for being here. The showing is tomorrow at 7, Wittenberg University. You can check the wittenberg.edu for more information there, or go straight to the source, riversunlimited.org. Tickets can be purchased at the door or in advance. Make that connection. And thanks again for listening to 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org.